That's the Indigo Girls live on the radio with us here at WFUV, Staring Down the Brilliant Dream is their new double live album, which comes out tomorrow, which is pretty cool. You guys seem to have fun on the computer with the Facebook and the Twitter and all that stuff. Has that become part of the IG's experience for you, or is that an important thing for you?
It's part of it. Yeah. No, it's definitely important. It's hard to keep up with it all, to be honest with you. I'm like, you know, still editing stuff from movie things from like, I don't know, from making, we just made a holiday record that's coming out in November, and oh, wow. I'm still editing footage from that. Like, it's just, you know, the lag is there because we're a little older and our techno brains aren't the same I think my nephews are really good at this stuff. They're about 12, so I'm going to pass on the jobs to them very soon. You know, the little editing jobs and things like that.
Tell us about the holiday record.
Oh, that was fun. We just got back from Nashville. We made our first holiday record. It's got three original songs on it. Amy wrote two and I wrote one. And it's got a Hanukkah song on it. It's got some tradition. It's got a couple of hymns and some traditional songs and then like some more what is considered sort of secular Christmas songs. We went to Nashville. Peter Collins produced it. Yeah. Some great players like Allison Brown, who played on Poseidon and the Bitterbug. Played some banjo and funky fun instruments, and then you know, there was fiddle, stand-up bass, great percussion and sort of drummy like things without a trap set, and we had a blast.
Kind of a bluegrass country.
Yeah, it's totally bluegrass
holiday record.
That's cool.
Very
fun for us. We did it in 2 weeks. We just went in and had the great players and recorded and mixed it in 2 weeks.
It's kind of funny too, because you think most of us don't put on holiday music until like 2 weeks before the holiday. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
And
yeah.
Now here you are in Nashville in like the middle of June. Like, did you do anything? Like, have little Santas around or anything to try to conjure?
There were hanging lights in the studio, but I think they were already there. We started practicing on the road in April. Yeah. So we've had the holiday spirit for a long time now.
They just become songs after a while. You know what I mean? You don't have to decorate the room or anything. But we thought we might have to, but then we got into the process and the musicians were so good that we were just like excited to hear what they would play, you know, every day. It was like Victor Krause on stand-up bass and Luke Bula, who is this, you know, crazy good bluegrass fiddle and mandolin player and flat picker. And just, you know, you walk in and they're playing this stuff and you're like, okay, this is going to be a good day. I'll just sing a little. Y'all play.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's great. Indigo Girls are with us here at FUV. Going to do Second Time Around now. This one is on the live record. And this was, you also grabbed this one from Morristown, New Jersey.
We had a lot from Morristown.
Well,
lots
actually,
to pick from.
In the notes here, you say, this particular show in Morristown was one of our favorite shows of all time. The kind of show that even your sound engineer says was a good one.
Yeah. Gave it up.
Yeah, after we finished the show, he was like, why don't y'all just take that one and make it a live record? I was like, no, we're going to make you go through 200 hours of music.